The report claims that moving away from fossil fuels such as gas and buildings will help low-income Californians, as long as policies are designed with them in mind. To that end, the report provides a five-step framework on how equitable electrification can be achieved. It includes assessing community needs, establishing community-led decision-making, developing metrics, ensuring funding, and improving outcomes. The report's authors say that the gas industry is pushing the message that building electrification will be bad for low-income residents. Carmelita Miller, one of the report's authors, disagrees. She says that building electrification can actually lead to greater affordability for working families.
We're arguing that it must all start with amplifying community voices and integrating community input and decision-making processes to make sure that building electrification actually addresses real problems and needs of our residents.
The full report is available at greenlining.org. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.